Prvá časť testu – počúvanie. Táto časť testu sa skladá z troch nahrávok. Každú z nich budete počuť dvakrát. Počas počúvania odpovedajte na otázky, prislúchajúce k jednotlivým nahrávkam. Sledujte inštrukcie a piktogramy, aby ste vedeli, na ktorý odpoveďový hárok máte vyznačovať svoje odpovede. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok, označený piktogramom krížik. Prvá nahrávka. Vypočujte si skutočný príbeh Georgia a Carol. Na základe vypočutého vyberte správnu odpoveď. Vždy je správna iba jedna z ponúkaných možností. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpoveďovom hárku, označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 1 až 7. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
Carol and George Venus are an ordinary couple with a big problem. They are in their 50s and have both retired. 15 months ago, they decided to move house. They wanted to live somewhere nearer their son and daughter-in-law and first grandchild. They moved, but this didn't suit them, so they sold up again. So quickly that they ended up with nowhere to live but their car. Carol explained that they tried very hard to look for somewhere to rent, but with a dog it was very difficult. George and Carol had no other option but to live in their car. Carol said that their car had their life in it, cases, everything for the dog, brushing equipment, bags of fruit, boots, shoes and coats. Carol describes a typical day as starting with a wash in a service station. Hoping no one would see them because the owners are not keen on people doing this. Breakfast is usually cereal with milk warmed on their gas stove. Then follows a quick tidy up to make themselves look as respectable as possible and then out to walk the dog round the car park. Experience has taught them the best places to sleep at night, although Carol says that they are always sleeping with one ear open and one eye open. But most often they try to be where the lorry drivers are, because they feel quite safe then. George and Carol then make their way to the nearest town to see estate agents and find out about houses or flats to rent. The agents are pleased to see them at first, but when they hear from Carol and George what they can afford, the agents become more pessimistic. Both George and Carol are retired. They've used up their savings traveling around and are now beginning to spend their house money and feel more worried. George tells Carol that they may end up living in a tent, but hopefully this will not come true. So far, the lowest point for them was in December, because at Christmas time both of them were ill with flu. Carol says they were feeling a bit sad when they went past people's houses and saw Christmas tree lights on and warm fires. And another sad point is that they have no fixed address and therefore it is difficult for their friends and relatives to get in touch with them.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
Carol and George Venus are an ordinary couple with a big problem. They are in their 50s and have both retired. 15 months ago, they decided to move house. They wanted to live somewhere nearer their son and daughter-in-law and first grandchild. They moved, but this didn't suit them, so they sold up again, so quickly that they ended up with nowhere to live but their car. Carol explained that they tried very hard to look for somewhere to rent, but with a dog, it was very difficult. George and Carol had no other option but to live in their car. Carol said that their car had their life in it, cases, everything for the dog, brushing equipment, bags of fruit, boots, shoes and coats. Carol describes a typical day as starting with a wash in a service station, hoping no one would see them because the owners are not keen on people doing this. Breakfast is usually cereal with milk warmed on their gas stove. Then follows a quick tidy up to make themselves look as respectable as possible and then out to walk the dog round the car park. Experience has taught them the best places to sleep at night, although Carol says that they are always sleeping with one ear open and one eye open. But most often they try to be where the lorry drivers are, because they feel quite safe then. George and Carol then make their way to the nearest town to see estate agents and find out about houses or flats to rent. The agents are pleased to see them at first, but when they hear from Carol and George what they can afford, the agents become more pessimistic. Both George and Carol are retired. They've used up their savings traveling around and are now beginning to spend their house money and feel more worried. George tells Carol that they may end up living in a tent, but hopefully this will not come true. So far, the lowest point for them was in December, because at Christmas time both of them were ill with flu. Carol says they were feeling a bit sad when they went past people's houses and saw Christmas tree lights on and warm fires. And another sad point is that they have no fixed address and therefore it is difficult for their friends and relatives to get in touch with them.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 1 až 7. Druhá nahrávka. Vypočujte si rozhlasový program zameraný na život v zamestnaní. Don Payne, britský poštár roka, bude rozprávať o svojej práci. Na základe vypočutého rozhodnite o každom z tvrdení 8 až 13, či je pravdivé, nepravdivé, alebo z nahrávky nevyplýva. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpoveďovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 8 až 13. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
Welcome to the program Working Lives. Today we'll meet Don Payne, Britain's Postman of the Year. He will be talking about his profession and his life.
My name is Don Payne, and I've been a postman for 23 years. Being a postman, I can only say, for me, it's a fine life. I work in a small office. It's a small office, in fact, it's a sub-district office. So the work actually comes in the morning down from the northern office into my little office, which is more to the south. Work, we call it traffic, means for us that we handle roughly between 50 and 60,000 letters a day. A metre cleared each day. There's absolutely nothing left by the time we leave the office. I deliver to probably 278 different addresses. A variety of people, some rich and some poor. And there are also a couple of people from abroad. And there's nothing nicer for me on a very dark, wet Monday morning than to see somebody to whom I give a letter from home and see the smile on their face in a second. Such letters, and even I, play an important role in their life. I don't view my actual bag of mail as letters. To me, they're conversations. They're people speaking to each other across the water, from one country just to another. It's romantic, if you like. My bag is full of happiness, or sometimes tears. I suppose if there's anything I really don't like about the job, it's ice. It's the ice and snow. I think it's the only thing. And of course, there's this thing about dogs. Postmen and dogs. I've been bitten by them probably about half a dozen times. I think there are also other postmen who deserve to become Postman of the Year. In my case, I was nominated and felt honoured to be chosen. Although the name of Postman of the Year is mine, Don Payne, I really feel that I do represent all my colleagues, and I think we all won. There's nothing in this life dearer to me than being rewarded for a job that I love doing, and I think I'm going to miss the job when I retire.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
Welcome to the program Working Lives. Today we'll meet Don Payne, Britain's Postman of the Year. He will be talking about his profession and his life.
My name is Don Payne, and I've been a postman for 23 years. Being a postman, I can only say, for me, it's a fine life. I work in a small office. It's a small office, in fact, it's a sub-district office. So the work actually comes in the morning down from the northern office into my little office, which is more to the south. Work, we call it traffic, means for us that we handle roughly between 50 and 60,000 letters a day. A metre cleared each day. There's absolutely nothing left by the time we leave the office. I deliver to probably 278 different addresses. A variety of people, some rich and some poor. And there are also a couple of people from abroad. And there's nothing nicer for me on a very dark, wet Monday morning than to see somebody to whom I give a letter from home and see the smile on their face in a second. Such letters, and even I, play an important role in their life. I don't view my actual bag of mail as letters. To me, they're conversations. They're people speaking to each other across the water, from one country just to another. It's romantic, if you like. My bag is full of happiness, or sometimes tears. I suppose if there's anything I really don't like about the job, it's ice. It's the ice and snow. I think it's the only thing. And, of course, there's this thing about dogs. Postmen and dogs. I've been bitten by them probably about half a dozen times. I think there are also other postmen who deserve to become Postman of the Year. In my case, I was nominated and felt honoured to be chosen. Although the name of Postman of the Year is mine, Don Payne, I really feel that I do represent all my colleagues, and I think we all won. There's nothing in this life dearer to me than being rewarded for a job that I love doing, and I think I'm going to miss the job when I retire.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 8 až 13. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok, označený piktogramom pero. Tretia nahrávka. Vypočujte si rozhovor štyroch Britov, ktorí odpovedajú na otázky o ich živote a detstve. Budete počuť Edith, televíznu hlásateľku, Dana, rozhlasového hlásateľa, Annu, herečku a Judith, podnikateľku. Na základe vypočutého doplňte v úlohách 14 až 20, o koho z menovaných ide. Použite písmeno E pre Edith, D pre Dana, A pre Annu a J pre Judith. Svoje odpovede napíšte na odpovedový hárok, označený piktogramom pero. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
Hello, Edith. Would you mind answering a few questions? You are a popular TV presenter, and our listeners would like to know something about your life.
Okay, why not?
What makes you proud to be British?
I like the British High Street, especially shopping for clothes at Topshop. There's no other place like that, and I also love London because of its friendly people.
What is your favourite British childhood memory?
Caravan holidays. My granddad had a caravan and we travelled to different places in the world. I went for adventures in the woods. I loved it.
It's time for our second guest, Dan, a radio presenter. Dan, what makes you proud to be British?
I love the seasons and the cultural variety of London. I like the fact that we are open to different people and different races.
What is your favourite British childhood memory?
You see, I was inspired by the movie heroes. So I remember I wrapped a carpet around me and, like Batman, ran through a rose bush. I've still got the scars.
Well, it's time for our third guest, Anne, a popular British actress. Anne, what makes you proud to be British?
Our history and culture, mainly Scottish culture. I love the music and poetry we have up there.
What is your favourite British childhood memory?
I never went abroad as a child, but my parents would go on holiday to different places in England and Scotland, so I've got nice memories because my parents were still together.
Now a couple of questions for our last guest, Judith, a successful businesswoman. Judith, what makes you proud to be British?
That we still have a queen. Not many countries do. I don't know what she does, but I think it's great.
What is your favourite British childhood memory?
When we went to Scotland to see the Loch Ness Monster. It's still a mystery to me, just like the Yeti hunted in Asia.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
Hello, Edith. Would you mind answering a few questions? You are a popular TV presenter, and our listeners would like to know something about your life.
Okay, why not?
What makes you proud to be British?
I like the British High Street, especially shopping for clothes at Topshop. There's no other place like that, and I also love London because of its friendly people.
What is your favourite British childhood memory?
Caravan holidays. My granddad had a caravan and we travelled to different places in the world. I went for adventures in the woods. I loved it.
It's time for our second guest, Dan, a radio presenter. Dan, what makes you proud to be British?
I love the seasons and the cultural variety of London. I like the fact that we are open to different people and different races.
What is your favourite British childhood memory?
You see, I was inspired by the movie heroes. So I remember I wrapped a carpet around me and, like Batman, ran through a rose bush. I've still got the scars.
Well, it's time for our third guest, Anne, a popular British actress. Anne, what makes you proud to be British?
Our history and culture, mainly Scottish culture. I love the music and poetry we have up there.
What is your favourite British childhood memory?
I never went abroad as a child, but my parents would go on holiday to different places in England and Scotland, so I've got nice memories because my parents were still together.
Now a couple of questions for our last guest, Judith, a successful businesswoman. Judith, what makes you proud to be British?
That we still have a queen. Not many countries do. I don't know what she does, but I think it's great.
What is your favourite British childhood memory?
When we went to Scotland to see the Loch Ness Monster. It's still a mystery to me, just like the Yeti hunted in Asia.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 14 až 20. Ukončite prosím prácu na tejto časti testu. Pokračujte prosím v práci na ďalších častiach testu.